I'm David Byrd in Washington. Senators are returning to the capital city ahead of a key vote on whether to accept a House bill that would provide funding for President Trump's border wall with Mexico or risk shutting the government down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said lawmakers should pass the bill, which many observers believe has no chance of making it through.
Let's pass it. Let's finish our work for this year. Let's secure our country.
Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer of New York said President Trump will not get what he wants, $5 billion for a wall with Mexico.
Abandon your shutdown strategy. You're not getting the wall today, next week, or on January 3rd when Democrats take control of the House.
At the White House, the president, who once said he would be proud to shut the government down over border security, tried to place the blame on the Democrats in the Senate.
It's really up to the Democrats, totally up to the Democrats as to whether or not we have a shutdown. It's possible that we'll have a shutdown. I would say the chances are probably very good.
Last week, the president boasted during a meeting with Democratic leaders he would take the mantle of causing a shutdown if it got money for the border wall. So what happens if no agreement is reached and the U.S. government shuts down? We get details from AP's Rita Foley.
Social Security checks will still go out. Troops will remain at their posts. Doctors and hospitals will get their Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. The Postal Service will keep delivering those holiday packages. But hundreds of thousands of TSA workers, border protection agents, and others would have to keep working, though they wouldn't get paid until the government reopens. Many parks would close, as would the iconic Washington Monument. Rita Foley, Washington.
And we, of course, at VOA will be here for you, even if the government does shut down. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. With Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis set to leave the